6. Don't negotiate against yourself. Dialogue 1. Mr. Jones, I received the price list that your secretary sent last week. I was hoping to discuss the quotations that you gave us for the electric converter modules. We were planning on making a substantial sized order of these units, somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 gross. Let's talk about what kinds of rates you can give us.
Certainly. I'd be happy to start price negotiations for your order. I'm glad you have received our list and reviewed it. I hope our price list was attractive to you. Of course, we'd be willing to give you a discount off our listed price.
That would be highly appreciated. With the number of units we plan to order, this is to be expected. What kind of discount did you have in mind?
Generally, it depends on the size of your order, the amount of discount we can offer. For the amount you have indicated, we are prepared to put forward an 8% discount off the listed price. Mrs. Wen, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am here. I hear you.
Well, if 8% is not quite acceptable, I might be able to manage up to a 10% discount.
Dialogue 2. Let me see if I'm hearing things correctly. So far, we've agreed on a per unit cost of $2.75, with each container priced to go for $1,500.
Yes, this price is acceptable, but we need to discuss shipping costs and options. If we are paying your price of $1,500 per container, what about the transportation? Are we stuck with that too? And insurance, what can you offer me in the way of transportation support?
What I am hearing is that you would like to have a further discount, taking into account transportation costs and insurance fees. Is that correct? I can understand your concern, but the price we discussed and agreed upon is what we are prepared to offer at this time. Perhaps we can renegotiate the terms if the things we have agreed upon so far still don't meet your needs.
No, but what we need to discuss is how the transportation issues will figure into our costs.
Well, that's perfectly fine.